just mentioned you're back from Daylesford. How was the camp? What did you get out of it?
Yeah, it was really good. It's always good to get up to those little country towns and give a bit back. So got around to a few schools, some elderly homes and stuff. Met a 103-year-old Carlton supporter. So she was actually quite a bit of a laugh. Still very switched on. So it was great.
Pre-season, I think, for yourself. How did you find it?
Yeah, they don't get any more fun the longer you do them. But yeah, I've sort of haven't really missed too many sessions again. So yeah, just really looking forward. Sort of sick of playing against each other. I want to sort of get into some real competition. So looking forward to the JLT series.
What's your mindset at this point? Turning 33 soon, but you've come off a really high base last year. I mean, can you see the finish line, or are you still just pushing on?
No, I haven't really thought about the finish line. Just sort of try and focus on getting through. Obviously had a really good pre-season last year, so I sort of just tried to compete with that and try and get out and do as many sessions as you can at my age. And with all the young kids we've got coming through, it sort of, as I think I said it last year, it reinvigorates you, and it's an exciting place to be at the moment.
300 a goal?
Not at all. Nah, get through this year, that's the goal.
So you're doing everything, or do you get any concessions for your age? So some of the sort of the more experienced blokes do at some clubs. How does it work here?
It's a sort of, I've got a really good relationship with our fitness guy, Joel, so sort of how I'm feeling if I feel like I need a break, or if I've been going well for 3 or 4 weeks, I might get a session off where it's a bit lighter. So it's pretty good, and I think sort of, he always says to me, I know my body the best, so we sort of just take my, if I'm feeling sore, I'll have one off. If I'm not, I'll just keep going.
You had Bolts say last year it was sort of the beginning of, I think he termed it the reset here, so it'll be the second year of that this year. What are the expectations of the group?
I think we just got to keep on improving, really. I think last year our good was really good, and then our bad was pretty bad. So to bridge that gap between our worst and our best is probably what we're aiming for, and just be more consistent throughout the season.
How's Patrick Cripps coming through with his work, mate?
Yeah, he's going really well. So he's really started to ramp up his work now. He's back into running and doing some sort of that sort of short, sharp running and a real match sort of practice. So I think, yeah, he's on target for round one.
So will he play JLT when, do you think?
I don't actually know that, but I'm sure he'll probably get in one game, I reckon, before the season starts.
Cross gigs named in the leadership group the other day. Obviously, his request for a trade didn't have any impact on his, I guess, standing among the playing group.
No, not at all. I think the way he turned up day one, you saw he was here for business. He's the ultimate professional, and the way he's gone about pre-season, probably in my eyes, he's probably been the standout performer in the group. So, he's going really well, sets the standard on the track, so there's no reason for him not to be in there.
Do you get the sense that he sort of, after everything that happened, felt like he had a bit of a point to prove when he came back to be in top league?
No, I don't think so. He requested a move home to see his family, really. He loves the club. It was never anything against the club. So, as I said, he's the ultimate professional, so he turned up in the nick that he probably should have. And, he hasn't missed a beat this pre-season.
Your improvement is going to have to come from within with the young guys like Brian Kerno and young Silvani. I've noticed Jack looks like he's beefed up a bit.
Yeah, those guys that had their first year last year, they've all put on probably 4 or 5 kilos of muscle, and I think that's probably the group where you want the most improvement from. Most of them had a taste of senior footy last year, so we're looking for them to really drive and really invigorate the group with a lot of energy and, I don't know, a lot of them have got some silky skills, so if their work rate and effort's there, yeah, you'll probably see some special things from them.
Has Jack grown at all?
I think they've all grown. I think Harry McKay's grown about 5 centimetres since he was drafted. Jack's probably grown a couple. I think Patrick Cripps is still growing. I don't know. Yeah, they're some of them, yeah, as I said, some freakish talents. And if their effort and work rate's there, I think they'll go a long way taking the club forward.
Harry's generally grown 5 centimetres.
Yeah, I think so. I reckon he was under 200. I think he's at around 204 now.
7 wins last year. Is that the baseline for this year? Or do you perhaps even have to take a bit of a step back as you launch for the future?
I don't think you want to put a number on where we want to get to. I think we just want to keep improving. We need to be more consistent. I think last year we saw we could match it with some good teams for three quarters, and then we'd have a drop off of 20 minutes and we'd be five goals down. So I think that's our target, is to really play four quarters. If we can do that, we'll be in a lot more games and give us a chance to win more games.
17th in scoring last year. Where are the goals going to come from?
We've added a lot of young little fellas. You'll see Sammy Petrescu setting down there. Harry McKay will hopefully play his first game, I reckon, this year. Levi's been working extremely hard with Sav, so I think we've got plenty of options down there. So just looking forward to once we get into some real competition against some real teams rather than amongst ourselves, we'll see how we go.
I think Levi's best season came with when Sav was here, is that? What's their relationship and how important is Sav in that regard?
Yeah, they've got a great relationship. Sav's a proven goal kicker at AFL, and obviously the NFL, it's a pretty technical sort of a kicking sport, so I think they work really well together, and I know they've been working incredibly hard this pre-season, so we'll hopefully see the results once the season starts.
Can you be back up and challenging while you're still playing, do you think?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I'm not hanging around here to be dwindling down the bottom. So I know myself and the leadership group and the coaches are doing everything we can to get this group where we want to be.